President Biden has a big decision to make on student loan debt and whether to forgive some of that for the people who owe. Some 45 million people carry a collective student loan balance of $1.7 trillion. And that debt saddles many people throughout their adult lives and can delay things like marriage, having kids, buying a home. But our next guest says no, it is not a good idea to write off all this debt. Jerusalem Demsis is staff writer at The Atlantic, and her piece is Who Really Benefits from Student Loan Forgiveness? She also has student debt of her own. Jerusalem, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So a lot of people listening will be thinking, isn't there something good for the country, good for some of these debt holders to forgive the debt? Let me play for you a piece of tape from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. She told the GRIO that there's this racial wealth gap in the country and African Americans borrow more to go to school.
They graduate from school loaded up with more debt. They earn less and have a harder time paying that down. And that means they're not in position to be able to buy a home when otherwise, when their white counterparts are able to start buying homes and building the wealth that not only will help them, but will help the next generation.
So Jerusalem, I mean, as you know, there's a racial equity argument for loan forgiveness. There is a this will spur the economy argument for student loan forgiveness. There's an argument that this generation can't buy homes because they're saddled with student loan debt. So what say you?
Yeah, I think I'm always pretty skeptical when someone points to a small policy and begins justifying it based on really large other problems in society. Because my first question is always, why aren't you directly attacking those problems? So Senator Warren, in that clip you just played, talks about the homeownership gap, the racial homeownership gap. And of course, over the last couple of years, we've really seen the dream of homeownership fly out of the hands of tens of millions of Americans as home prices have skyrocketed. But you cannot find me a single expert who, when listing ways in which we can make homes more affordable, turns to student debt forgiveness as one of the top policies to do so. Student debt forgiveness might provide some small relief to some small group of people. Around 13% of Americans hold some form of federal student debt. But that doesn't do anything for people who are taking out debt now, people who already took on the burden of a ton of debt and were forced to pay it off. It doesn't do anything for the millions of students who are going to college and dealing with skyrocketing tuition. And, you know, I'm sure many people will hear this and say, well, can't we do both of those things? But I think the question we have to ask is, why is so much energy being devoted towards these small tweaks at the margins and not at the core problems?
And do you sense, smell something going on in Washington, D.C.? I mean, this issue has, for a long time, been at the top of a lot of policy lists.
Yeah. So one thing that I think is overlooked is just how dominant college graduates have become within both within the Democratic Party and within important institutions that say a lot about whether or not certain issues become important. So according to Catalyst data, roughly 43% of the 2020 Biden electorate graduated from a four-year college or university. But on top of that, institutions like the media, which of course, you know, I are part of, and I myself have student debt, are really made up of a lot of college graduates. So I think it's really important to think about why these policies are becoming salient. And at the end of the day, I think there are a lot of ways to forgive student debt, particularly targeted programs for people who attended predatory institutions or for people who never received a degree. But at the end of the day, it does seem kind of odd to me that a lot of our focus right now is on total debt forgiveness, in which the most dollars get sent to people with graduate degrees.
Let me come back a little bit to one of the points, wealth building, right? Mm-hmm. That this is a generation of younger college graduates, people in their 20s and 30s, who, given the economic reality, they struggle to build wealth, to save for retirement, to afford home ownership now. And if that college graduate has a lot of student debt, then wouldn't forgiving that debt actually go a long way to achieving things that are really important to the economy of this country?
I think there are a few things to think about. One is that median weekly earnings for people who have a college degree are significantly higher than those who don't. So it's more than double. And of course, that's an average. That's not for everyone. But on average, the bet you're making is still getting you a lot more money. And the second thing here is just if we're actually concerned about wealth building in America, what we need is our politicians actually seriously focus on the cost of housing, which has gotten completely out of control, which is the fundamental way that most people build wealth.
And coming back to the argument that Elizabeth Warren is making on the racial inequity problem in this country, one related statistic I came across is after 20 years of student loan debt, a typical African-American borrower still owes 95% of the balance. The typical white borrower is only 4% of the balance. So it would seem that significant loan forgiveness would go a long way to narrowing this gap.
Yeah, this is one of the ways that I think that the statistics can be used to say a lot of different things. The average Black American does not have any student loan debt at all because the average Black American did not attend university at all. So when we're talking about wanting to close the racial wealth gap, we need to be talking about Black Americans as a whole, not just the segment of Black Americans who attended university, who are definitionally, on average, doing better than people who did not attend university. So most people who are Black will not get any dollars at all from a student debt forgiveness program. But I'll say this. Of course, it's the case that people are benefiting from this program disproportionately who are lower income, who are poor, who are Black, and who have suffered from decades of racial inequity in this country. But the counterfactual to not having student debt is that people would not have attended college. If student debt was not available to me when I was attending university, when I was trying to go to college when I was 18 years old, I would not have been able to afford it. So while there need to be big changes to how student loan programs are administered, at the same time, what is actually happening is that these programs are actually servicing a population which otherwise would not be able to attend university because they do not have hundreds of thousands of dollars on hand to pay for it. So we need to be clear about what we're talking about when we criticize different types of debt. People all the time take out hundreds of thousands of dollars in mortgages, and there's no conversation about debt forgiveness for more mortgages. There's no conversation, even often very little conversation, about debt forgiveness for medical debt. So I think it's become this catch-all term to say, like, of course we need to do debt forgiveness, but a lot of what debt is doing is providing people opportunities they otherwise would not have had. And what we need to do is structure these programs in a way such that people can actually get the benefits of going to college without finding themselves under, you know, really heavy debt burdens for decades and you know, facing some of these ill effects that we're seeing today.
Jerusalem Demsis is a staff writer at The Atlantic. We will link you to her article, Who Really Benefits from Student Loan Forgiveness? That's at hereandnow.org. I imagine we're going to get comments, Jerusalem. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And this note, supporters of debt forgiveness say it is necessary to fulfill Democratic campaign promises. Also, Democratic Congresswoman Ro Khanna of California recently wrote in the Washington Post that canceling student loan debt could be paid for by a billionaire tax and a transaction tax on Wall Street speculators.